When last we saw the Fortuna Five, they were deep in combat with some unwelcome guests aboard the Death Trader II. A number of deep scions had infiltrated the crew disguised as normal people, and it seemed like they were making a play to assassinate our captain. Discovering them, thanks to the ever-watchful eyes of Beautiful, a fight erupted, and they were all slain, in the process revealing that their ally Perios was a doppelganger, though it was unclear how long they had been that way. Chasing out the final attacker to the edge of the ship, it was revealed to be Amadeus Brightwood, and who was rescued only by the timely arrival of a dragon turtle. This has left the crew at something of a loss as to what to do about this new threat that has emerged.
So, back to Tankards and Treasures. Last time, after waking up in the night, you were suspicious of some of the crew members on the ship after braving a storm. You had set up Beautiful as kind of a guard and some form of protection just in case, and you were awoken by commotion from outside of your rooms. Upon looking out, you saw Beautiful in combat with four crew members, and Perios in the mix. At the time, you were unsure of their allegiance. However, they very quickly turned on all of you as you fought these quote-unquote crew members. After dispatching most of them, including Perios, who was revealed to be a doppelganger, might have to look into that, one of them, the leader, managed to escape, and just before they got off, a final shot rang and would have killed them had they not had a magical item that would allow them to get one chance of coming back, which gave them the opportunity with their new Dragon Turtle ally to escape. And this individual was revealed to be Amadeus Brightmark.
Yeah.
So we are going to pick up kind of at that point, shortly after Amadeus has disappeared. A couple of crew members have died. I don't remember the exact amount, but I think it was three or four. So to be fair, we'll say three.
Cool. Good to know.
What are we doing initially as this kind of wraps up?
I have a thing. I'm highly skeptical that Perios has been a doppelganger this whole time, because when Perios fought me way back when in a training exercise, they whooped my ass with Stunning Strike and the like. And if memory serves, they only punched once when they were having to go that time. So I would immediately like to begin checking to see if Perios is in their room or anywhere else dead.
Entering Perios' room, make an investigation check.
Sure. That's a 28.
There's a body stuffed in the closet. No.
There is... It's fridged.
Yeah, Perios is not in there. And in fact, as you're looking around, it looks barely lived in.
Okay.
It kind of like, everything is kept in like a bag, and like all of the desk, the wardrobe, none of that has been used, just the bed. The kind of thing where, okay, I need to be ready to leave at any moment is the plan.
All right, so... Am I fairly confident that at the very least, since we started this particular voyage,
you think the doppelganger's you probably think been. The individual who left on this voyage was the doppelganger, not Perios?
Okay. Sorry, if we lost, so we lost three crew members to Dragon Turtle. Didn't we just technically lose more because some of our crew members turned out to not be crew?
You will say you do a quick head count. You have not. Because in terms of the head counts,
yeah,
you have the original number you thought you had minus three. Mm-hmm. So
okay,
so they don't seem to have impacted that. Why, you don't necessarily know.
Okay, so it's almost like
something.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's like they joined later. Then, I suppose, yeah, if they had the doppelganger on, they would have been able to. Okay.
Okay. I will also mention that multiple times Perios was the one who offered and did the headcount.
Fucking...
You know what, we need to take more of an active role in the admin of this ship.
That was a joke. You're doing a good job of the leadership.
Thank you.
I take it back, it was no longer
I'd suggest we possibly stay in pairs, or maybe just keep an eye on each other, just so that, you know... I mean, I'd like to say I'd recognise all of you, hopefully. But
yeah.
I'm a little bit sceptical now. Maybe more keep an eye more on the other members of the crew, possibly.
Quick, Fargrim, say something only Fargrim would say.
I hate all of you, and if you hadn't dragged me here, I'd be better off in life.
Oh, it is you, Fargrim, dear.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one who was trying to endear themselves to you would be honest like that. I'm a very honest person, and I still deeply resent all of you just a little bit.
We love you too.
Is it still about the pirate thing, or are we over that now?
Don't!
We
moved past it.
What pirate thing?
We had a moment. We're just gonna... Hey, okay. Varian? Let's never talk about that again.
Talk about what?
Good man.
I did it! I did something good. Okay.
You did a lot of good. Excellent. You're doing great.
Excellent. Very good.
Oh, yeah. But we probably shouldn't... Wait, should we worry about the double guy thing? Would it be better to not worry about it in case it's just, you know, divide and conquer kind of scenario? Now that we know that that's a thing, that maybe they'd expect or hope for us to then assume there's more?
I think we should definitely at least check on the other members of the crew. Maybe not for, you know, warily, but also just to see if they're okay.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah,
How do we want to do this, I guess? It's the middle of the night. What's the situation?
I think an all hands.
Yeah, do we have a bell? This is important, I think.
Yeah, especially considering the boat was just attacked.
Yeah.
There's an assassination attempt on our captain and pirate crew. I feel like it's not going to be unreasonable to be like, hey, everyone needs to get up here right now because we need to address some shit.
I think so.
Okay. So you ring the bells, you call everyone up. The only people who aren't kind of on the deck are those who are required for the basic, you know, sailing of the ship and stuff like that.
Sure.
But even then, you like, they are already, you kind of do them first. Get everyone else. So everyone is assembled. Some are unsure of what's happening, some have kind of heard the situation, and they know that people have died.
Yeah.
So maybe we should do the headcount ourselves.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You guys do the headcount while I maybe make a speech.
Yeah, I was going to say, rousing speech, captain and first mate kind of stuff.
Absolutely,
but first, can I start counting people while they start?
Yeah, can I go out the other side as well and count that side?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, you get multiple counts.
Varian's just gonna run, like, walk the perimeter, like, keep an eye on things outside, and also make sure no one else jumps off of the ship.
That's a really good idea.
Okay.
Just thinking about what I actually say. It's like,
folks.
I actually have to do an actual speech now, I guess.
Midnight party.
Think like business bulletin speech.
My dear crew... apologies for making you, you know, waking you up so late at night. I do apologize for that, as we all need our rest. However, there has been some complications when it comes to some of our crew that were not who they seemed to be. It seems like Perios and others that aligned with them were actually working for, you know, but let's just say the enemy, the people that want to get us... you know, that are against our cause and, you know, trying to get us home. So I do not want to scare anyone or make anyone fret, and as we are dealing with the situation at hand, however, we would like you as a symbol of trust to tell us if anything looks suspicious or if you have seen or heard anything that we would like to know. Please do not think of us, you know, pointing any fingers at anyone, as we want to keep everyone safe. But to do so, we would again... need everyone to trust each other. So please let us know if you see anything, and again apologize for waking up so late.
Sorrows. Okay. Sorrows, prayers.
Are you attempting to give advantage?
I was attempting, to give advantage.
Sorted.
Yeah, it. See it, say it, sorted.
Oh, boy. No.
Celine, just make a persuasion check with...
Which is a minimum of 23 now, am I correct?
Yes.
DM, that's a minimum of 23.
Yes, because everyone is level 11 now.
Yeah, that is a 19 on the die. So I guess it's 23 plus 19 if I'm not
mistaken. No. It's you get...
Damn. 19 plus your
bottom.
That's
not how it works.
Damn.
2,000.
If you roll lower than a 10 on the die, it's a 10.
Alright, okay, well, it's a 19 on the die, so...
And then the bonus is...
Something really impressive.
I think you add 11 to persuasion or something like that.
11, yeah.
Yeah, so 30.
30. Got it.
Immediately all of the, anxiousness and dissent and, sadness at some of the individuals dying is kind of shut off. It's people are, standing ready, complying as best they can, and it's... They are like, okay, the situation's bad, but we knew it was going to be bad, and it's much better than it could have been. It's kind of what has settled after you have, gotten rid of their initial, shock and anxiety. Upon counting, I believe originally, not including, special individuals, the crew was at about 40 people?
I believe so, because I think our kind of brutal math was we could lose a few before we started to have issues.
Yes. If you have less than 20, then you have two actions problems instead of three on the ship, and so you have...
So I think we basically had double was the minimum.
You currently have 37.
Okay.
That's good. Also, just roll the d20.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Someone who's luckier than me.
I'll do it!
Joel, Dwarf Row.
You sure?
Dwarf Row.
Wow.
You had computer issues.
Wow.
No. You should not have done this.
Oh, what is this? Yes, sorry, Dwarf Bros. Did it backfire?
Natural one.
Yes!
Natural one. Okay.
Natural one.
The three individuals that died were three of the people who were you don't have to pay us. So unfortunately...
Damn!
Okay. No, not Steve!
Not Steve!
He was
not
the
Steve
best
one,
of us.
Steve 1, 2, and 3.
You still have 32
now we're left
people.
With Steve Jobs.
You still have... You're only paying 8 people.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not including the Tritons. The bonus Tritons, not the Marines. So it hasn't affected your ability to run the ship too much.
Okay.
But it is...
Good stuff.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Angus's fault.
It's probability.
We'll say you hold some last rites for them before everyone goes back to bed and you get ready to go yourselves.
Can I do something before we go to sleep?
Yes. I was about to ask if anyone had anything. I did also want to say, Varian, you don't see anyone who's being suspicious. Ooh. No role needed. It seems like the individuals who were responsible for this.
Thank you for not making me roll. It would have gone badly. Fantastic to know. Mm. When everyone else, who's not working, leaves the deck of the ship, I'd like to go to the back and just kind of whisper off the side, Razu?
Yep.
Razu? Nothing happened. And then I'll just shout, Razu, where you at?
Summon them.
Yeah. Your shouts, your speeches don't seem to come to anything, unfortunately.
That makes sense, I guess.
I'm trying to summon a magic man.
It's easy. Razu! He's very magically powerful, but he doesn't know when people are saying his name necessarily.
I thought I had this whole magic thing down. I can make other people. I thought I could make people.
He's not that powerful. They're not that powerful.
Oh. Having failed in summoning an entity to my will, I will go to sleep.
Okay. Is there anything anyone else would like to do?
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to use a scale to summon the dragon now, just so we can chat.
You don't let it. How would you fucking dare? It's my coat.
Don't do it.
Can you be like, yeah, I just... it's like, why did you summon me? What you doing?
Hey, you up?
You up.
What are you wearing? One less scale. What do you want?
I personally would love to... here's the thing, guys. I don't want to throw the evil bodies overboard immediately because I'm worried there's going to be some magic fuckery if the sea reclaims them.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone mind if I just get rid of them
How?
In a different way?
What do you mean, do you a different
them?
Way?
No!
Yes. You have to explain
Crazy.
Yourself.
I was just going to put them into a furnace.
You're sending them to a furnace?
Alright.
Well, hopefully, but in the middle ground of that, I was going to take them to the workshop, put them into smaller pieces, and then put them in a fire.
DIY cremation?
DIY cremation.
That's
when you say
what
put
I
them
was
into smaller
off.
Pieces. Yeah.
Now, we don't need to get technical about it.
You've used phrasing here.
But, okay, do you guys remember when there was that big clot of zombies in the pipe? And we had to get rid of them, and we had to make them into smaller pieces to remove
yeah.
them to the fort? I'm going to do that. Again.
It almost feels worse that they're not moving.
It almost feels worse, doesn't it?
Just
you do that.
I'm
just
not arguing. I'm just
please.
Going to bed to have nightmares. Good night, Fargrim.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Scoop them up.
Beautiful gets the bodies.
Yep, that's
and
a, yep.
Unspeakable things are done.
Unspeakable things occur in my workshop.
Unspeakable horrors
are
released.
Smaller pieces now. He
yep.
said it. Those are the things that were spoken.
Yes. Yeah, and by the time everyone wakes up, ooh, the bodies are gone.
Beautiful. Fargrim has the best night's sleep he's had in weeks.
Yes, God. Everyone gets the long rest in. Everyone's
Can
level
I?
11. Yes, what's up?
Can I, very importantly, lock my door this time, please?
Yes.
yeah.
Doors are locked when they were not
Mine's
before.
Locked. I have a knife under my pillow. Mm.
Mine was never not locked.
Actually plugging my glaive.
I had a dagger that spoke in my brain.
You still have that dagger.
It tells me to do unspeakable horrors.
But you awaken. There are, I believe, still 3 days left on your journey.
Yes. Hey guys, I only have one thing I'm gonna do this time instead of 15 things. First, can I finish the Boots of Flying on day one?
Hey!
Yes, you finish the Boots of Flying on the first day. We don't need to do this for every single day. If someone just wants to roll a d20 for a general idea of how the sailing will be for the rest of this journey.
Captain!
I will not. I am not going to do that.
Yeah, that is a 15. So
okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty decent.
It's
good.
Yeah, it's choppy seas, but you don't encounter anything dangerous. It's just kind of, you have to be a bit more cautious with your sailing occasionally, but nothing.
Oh, shit. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Sorry.
Has the ship taken any damage? I think it had taken damage. I don't know if we fixed it.
It didn't take damage from the storm. If it did take, I think it did take damage from the dragon turtle steam breath.
Yes.
Which I was going to say would, as the bosun, whatever I need to do to fix that.
Just make a general strength-based carpenter's tool.
Sure. Beautiful, give me them gloves. Carpenter's tools, expertise of tools, stealing the gauntlets of ogre power, so my strength is 19. 20... God damn it. I think 22?
Okay. So we'll just say it was like one thing of breath. So we can just say, without having to get into specifics, you had enough time with your high rolls and abilities. Probably can use the mending cantrip a little bit to help anyway.
Yep.
You fix the ship up back to full.
Woo!
And you do finish the Boots of Flying.
Yes. Yeah. Then I need to find a variant, because Xander already has a pair.
I don't have 2 pairs.
Don't. Yes, I would like to find Varian. after I finish making them.
All right.
Hey, sport.
What?
Yeah, I do not know how to have conversations with people. I made you boots with wings on them. That's the simplest way I can put this.
Oh, what we put? Thank you so much.
Yeah, the flying boots. Yeah.
Can I try them on now?
Sure. You're going to need to take a little bit to get used to them. Attunement, I think.
Oh, okay.
How many attuned items do you already have?
I have one magic item, which is a glaive.
Cool. A glaive.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons he's a prime candidate for more.
Yes. Absolutely.
I have a glowy stick and boots with wings. I'm excited. Yeah,
they can only fly a certain amount every day.
What do you mean?
They can only go for a few hours before you start to fall.
Oh, hours? I thought you were going to say minutes.
Yeah. No, hours. So you can use them in a fight, we'll be fine. But, like, please don't say, I'll scout ahead and then fly off. Because if you run out of time, you will just start falling. And while it will be a slow descent, we don't want you in the water alone.
Okay. Fergus, mechanical question.
Yeah. Oh no.
Don't oh no me, Val.
I don't
roll
like
with it, roll with it.
Every time you say this, you say like I'm gonna eat the fruit.
Wow, fuck, that's true. God damn it.
What a callback.
I put the boots on, attuned to them, while I'm making some sashimi or some shit. If I get my Echo to fly, does that impede my fly time with the boots?
No.
Dope! I mean, yay. Thank you, God. Yeah, Baron's just gonna make lunch for everybody, and then you're gonna All see right. him doing just like double spiral helixes Fancy in the air with his echo around yeah. the mast of the ship.
Do we have a specific look for the boots?
Yeah, I think... So, you'll find that they're a identical match to the ones I made with an infusion for Xander, because Fargrim is nothing if not industrialist, and makes everything... he's not an artisan in the sense of, like, everything's his own personal craft. It's always, like, I know how to make this, I'm stamping out a product, and that's how I like to think about this. So, for the purpose of these, I think it's... He's definitely someone who prefers, like, metal and harsh, like, build. So if anyone knows, like, workers' boots in real life, like, like a pair of Timberlands almost, but they've got, like, a steel toe on the front, big, heavy soles, and the wings, I think they are leather, but they kind of, like, peel off the side.
That's cool.
So whenever they're at rest, you just see this faint little blue shimmer of inline metal, kind of, that outlines where the wings will be and draws.
Like a metal skeleton.
Yeah,
to the
exactly.
way that kind of pop out. Cool.
Yeah, and then it kind of peels off and when they are activated and you're in flight. Everything's blue.
Nice.
Can I do not a logistical question?
Sure.
Can I have added to these boots in only aesthetic sense?
Yeah.
Cool, I put
sense.
A heel on it.
Wait! You're making Varian taller?
I'm putting... Xander's boots have a heel on them. As soon as he was oh, these are so sweet and flat. Oh, yay!
I fully picture someone putting heels on the Tims.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
God. Just there with the mending cantrip. Like, this'll work.
Once, quite nice-looking, sturdy boots, they're certainly interesting. Is the term that a lot of the crew give when they're asked about the aesthetics?
How
well,
much
it's
heel
better to
is
be
there?
It's better to be looked over than overlooked.
Val, no. How much heel is there?
I don't know.
If you say a number above 4 inches.
There is no way I'm going into battles practically with stilettos, which is why I've made a character who flies and stays well.
Oh,
no, because it's Fergus, so Fergus would be like, oh, you're in 6-inch heels? disadvantage on that check.
I mean, have you tried running at 6-inch heels? It's a nightmare.
Yes! It's a nightmare!
Yes. Yes.
I have to, it's
I'm just picturing Xander just stepping out of his, the boot to fly thing. And a Barbie foot is his just thing. On the deck.
Angus also 100% has.
Yeah.
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 Listen, you can put heels on them. It's fine.
Yeah. Yay.
They're yours, I suppose.
Cool. I put them on Varian too.
Okay, as the hubbub of heeled flying boots are kind of talked about across the ship, is there anything else we'd like to do over the course of the next 3 or so days as we come to the end of this voyage?
I don't mind waiting. I'm good.
No, go on, Joel.
I was just going to say I want to do a couple of things. I want to very sort of hopefully simple things. Makram's going to go to the kitchens and look around and be like, and he gets an idea. And I want to tell everyone, guys, I think, you know, we should have like something really morale boosting, you know, before we reach there, you know, something for like the last day or maybe in the morning before, you know.
Okay.
Preferably because it has a 24-hour effect. Murkrum's been working on his cooking skills unbeknownst to a lot of people. And I think we should have a feast, you know?
You didn't.
A sort of a hero's feast.
Oh
my god, he's got heroes.
Okay. Before we continue, one hero's feast has a material cost.
It does.
Do you have that?
This is what I am going to ask.
Okay.
It's just gold, isn't it?
No. Hold on, let me have a look. It's specifically, I think it's a chalice.
Oh no!
We've got an artificer and we have gold. He can smelt things. We might be able to make one.
We have a ship that can make any room.
I do have. Do we have? Yeah, like. For some reason, I have like a ruby on me, but I don't know if we've sold it.
So, you need a gem encrusted bowl worth at least 1,000 gold pieces that gets consumed.
Okay.
I could make that in theory. I have, for his you, a jeweler's tools.
I have a ruby. I don't know what other people have. But if this is something we want to do.
I believe we do.
We get a massive bag of them.
God, we at least have the rubies from the fucking statue that took my hair.
I still have a diamond, but...
We keep that.
What's the total value of the gems you've got?
I don't know how much the ruby was, but I don't know if it was 100 or 200 gold.
Give me just
the ruby is worth 200.
Well, if it's worth 200, then...
Gold.
Oh, 100, okay.
But we have five of those rubies.
So we've got five of those rubies. We've got two sapphires.
That's it.
And we do have two diamonds still. I believe it only uses. So we could... For instance, it needs to be 1,000 GP of gems, because we could do that, or does it just need to be the bowl in total needs to be worth 1,000?
The bowl in total. So I want to know how much you have first.
In gems alone, assuming we didn't... We haven't got rid of our rubies in any capacity or our sapphires that we've picked up along the way. We have 2,500 gold pieces worth of rubies and an additional 600 gold pieces worth of sapphires.
Okay. So it would be a thing of... Because the actual crafting time to make, like, a well-made one would probably be more time than you have. If you just wanted to make something functional, it would be checks that you could attempt once per day.
Okay.
Which you wouldn't be able to do. You'd only have 2 days, basically, because the first day you finished up the boots. So you would have two opportunities if you used at least 700 gold pieces worth of gems to make a bowl with a check. That would be able to work for the spell as well.
So. Can I use the help action or guide? I don't know if guidance would work.
Guidance
in situations
wouldn't.
Not,
but
no.
If someone wanted to aid in that, they could. But I think... I don't know that I could allow that unless they also had tools proficiency.
Which I don't have those sort of specific tools.
Anyone else got jewelers? Yeah. Just me?
Maybe
I think you stunningly had Smith's tools was the thing, but...
I mean, if you can come up with another way to give advantage, then...
I have stone cutting.
Wait, we'll see what we got here. I have Smith's tools!
Yeah, you, for some reason, are proficient with Smith's tools. It's like one of your background things that you just picked.
Yes. Could I help with being the smithy?
Here's what I'll say. If you do 600 gold pieces of gems,
yep,
and 100 mm-hmm. gold pieces of gold, and then make a gold bowl, then I'll allow advantage from Xander with the smithy.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Go ahead and make those checks. So the first one.
Okay.
Jules tools check with advantage. So, and that's going to be intelligence, I think.
Fantastic. That's exactly. I was going to ask if this was intelligence.
Because I think it's like for craftsmanship. What else would you use?
Yeah. Especially because it's not like dexterity is more like quick.
Yeah. This is about the design and stuff. Yeah. Putting it properly.
Advantage. All right. So we're adding 13 to this. That is a 32.
Yeah, so you have one bowl. Would you like to attempt another one?
No, because that cost a lot of money.
Okay. Now on to the next thing, Murkrum. Are you sure you want to do a Hero's Feast now?
No, not now.
Okay.
Just planning it for a big send-off, like right before we get there, essentially.
Got it.
Buying the ingredients.
Like, either, like, the greatest breakfast we've ever had before we arrive, or a last evening meal. I mean, another evening meal.
Yeah, don't say
last meal.
A lovely meal. That's just nothing in particularly special.
Don't worry about it, guys. There's nothing special. Everything's fine.
Murkrum goes, I'll make sure your last meal is good.
Count. Don't worry.
Hey, look, I'm wise, not clever.
Everything's edible at least once.
Wow.
Just completely counteracts Celine's awesome speech for morale.
Yeah,
you're gonna die.
Yeah.
You're gonna do great.
There's also...
Go on,
I don't know if that's... Is that it for that? Because there's also one other thing I wanted to like look into.
Yeah, it's just whatever you want to do with the time you have.
Which, to be fair, I know I could just meditate on it, get it. But, like, I'm also going to... Can I switch out Ice Storm for locate object? No, locate creature.
Every time you go and take a long rest, you can change your prepared spells.
But how far away was the dragon tail? The right next to the ship, because he just dipped off.
At the time, yeah.
Would I have seen it less than 30 feet, mayhaps, away?
Okay, I think I get what you're saying. I don't think that you would have had locate object.
Locate creature.
Because I have
this after the fact.
Yeah, because the thing was, you didn't finish a long rest. You were interrupted when that fighting happened. So if you didn't have that for the day before when the storm was happening, you wouldn't have had it. You would have had it, then okay. No. But I would ask you if you reasonably think Murkrum would have that spell prepared.
Yeah, I don't think so.
So
okay.
No worries.
In that case, then, I think Murkrum's just going to be working up a bunch of stuff and maybe just trying to I think Mokum's going to work on the protect, like thinking up ways of protecting the ship and the crew.
Okay,
so what I might be doing is just switching out some spells. I have a few ideas, but I just wanted to run a couple by you first, but I have a backup for that, so I might have a look into it. But yeah, so if we've got like books, I might go to Xander, like, hey Xander, do you read, right?
Yes, I do.
God,
I hope Fargrim's in earshot. Yes, I do. Yes.
I was thinking it's just taking up reading, you know, just the, you know, I'm looking into just protection-y, like, you like spells and stuff too, right?
Murkrum, you sound very suspicious when you talk about this for some reason.
I want everyone to be safe.
Murkrum, say something only Murkrum would say.
I like alcohol. Actually, that's a bad memory for me. Remember when I got drunk in that tower and you all helped me out? Yeah.
Never mind, it's definitely you.
Yeah,
anyway. It's definitely Buckram.
Do you know what? I'm just gonna have a look at some books if that's okay.
Do you want to? I was thinking about doing the same. Do you want to study together?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's look up some protection together.
Okay, I'm not very good at. I don't read a lot, so I thought I'd just, you know, I want to do something to, you know. I'm worried, I'll be honest with you. I'm quite worried. And I'm trying not to show it too much, but I want everyone to have a good time before, you know, we get into any more dangerous territory. As it's coming up, I want to, you know, try and keep everyone's mind occupied with, like, the feast, but, well, you know, while I look at the tough stuff. But yeah, sorry to have to ask this, but yeah. Let's figure out what we can muster up and make sure everyone gets home safe, yeah?
Absolutely. I'll find us a bunch of books and two reasons. One, you don't have to do this by yourself. You did kick phenomenal ass, like, solo for the most part. And I feel like we really skim over that sometimes. But, like, you did, like, body slam. You're very cool. But also, number two, and I mean this in the best way possible, you are an awful liar. So let's get you some confidence that we're gonna survive.
Yeah, you're right. But, and you know what? I appreciate it. And I don't know where I'd be without you guys. So I gotta do something, but we can do it together. So yeah.
Buckram, I know exactly where I'd be without you. I would be dead in a Sahara desert.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I would be 100%.
That was the pixies, you know. As
the pixies, which came from you. You could have left me behind ages ago, Murkrum. The only reason I'm still alive is because you saved my life.
A dragon every now and again, eh?
I feel a lot safer with you here, Murkrum.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I struggle to keep myself clean and brush my teeth. And you're over here doing intelligent stuff and crafting things, and you know, we've got an incredible fighter. We've got an incredible leader. We've got yourself, who just knows everything. This is why I've come to you. You know,
Buckram, I am deeply, deeply touched by your faith in us. Got kidnapped and joined a pirate brigade as Celine over there. Joined the Myriad and fought his reincarnated father after he shot him in the back. Made some sort of weird deal in some sort of soul-like afterlife to get special powers after eating a fruit of mysterious origin. Made a deal with a literal dagger because insecurities.
Yeah, I still don't totally understand that last one, but you know, we're all here for it, so.
I know you didn't, and the fact you came along anyway really does mean a lot.
I think I was drinking too much during that, but it's fine, because now the tank of endless ale. It's going to be used for a beautiful feast, and we're all going to have a great time. And yeah, you're right. We're going to get back to the, you know, we're going to get back to. I mean, I don't even know.
We have been.
I don't really. I was going to say back home, but.
Margaret, we have been marooned. We have been shipwrecked. We have been sunk to the literal bottom of the ocean. We pissed off a kraken man, we've pissed off a shark man, we've pissed off a lot of men. Two captains. Three, maybe. We are the worst heroes in existence. And I wouldn't trade any one of you for anything.
Aww.
We're a fucked up little group, and I like that.
Yeah, we are, aren't we? Well, that means I think we're very underrated, and I think the enemy will undervalue the skills that we have.
Yeah.
And underestimate us.
I mean, you can turn into a shark, and that's pretty cool.
Oh, it is, but it's quite uncomfortable.
It looks it. I didn't want to say it because it looks really cool from the outside, and I didn't want to ruin it by saying it looks terribly uncomfortable too.
I think it's the gills, but yeah. Anyway, I'll go get some snacks, and I'll bring the tankard. I'll get some water as well. Actually, I hear alcohol's probably not the best thing for studying, but you know, it'll be there.
Alcohol's great for studying, less for salt water. But get both. Both is good. I'll get the books.
Okay, perfect. I'll see you later.
See you later.
So you head off later, coming back with some simple snacks and things, and you spend some time just looking through, not to any end, but looking through books to try and just settle the nerves more than finding something useful, and it works. Is there any other stuff we'd like to do?
Yes.
My
thing probably won't be until the last day, but I will say that during the first and second days after Varian gets those boots, he isn't really seen either in the kitchen or anywhere else apart from his morning jog. He just seems to stay in his room, and there's weird noises in there, and that's about it for anyone who is looking for him.
Okay. Sure.
All right. More questions than ever, but go on.
I was gonna seek out most everyone, to be honest, at some point. And I think basically Fargrim goes through the process like, I could talk to them all individually. Or I could save my own time and talk to everyone all at once. So I think Fargrim kind of convenes the group in his workshop if people are open to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. Sure. Sure, I guess.
Now.
Let's go, pal. Okay.
No, I want to be included.
Varian gets there early and starts prodding things in the workshop.
Yes!
Varian gets there late, sweating.
Hey, what's this red stain on some of the tabletops?
Yeah, Merkham asks probing
really
questions.
Irony.
There's a lot of iron here.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Just the metal. The metalwork. Don't worry about it.
Ooh, red, big red button. What does that do?
What does that do?
What if I just... Oh, no.
Hey, you're talking about these stains. There's a part of a person over there.
So anyways. Throws in the fire. Anyways.
Flesh golem.
Don't spoil it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I think Fargrim doesn't sit everyone down, but essentially doesn't know how to speak to people except in a formal manner. So kind of says, thank you all for meeting me here. I just wanted to go over some stuff as a crew and as a number of people who are in business with each other. And Fargrim hands out a document that he's copied out 4 times onto a single set of parchment. And all of you, maybe different speeds of reading, but he starts, that is a contract for continued work together.
Oh my God.
It explains a financial share of goods, a hierarchical structure for the organization, and you are free to put... there's a couple clauses in there in case you want to leave at any point. There's a 2-week leaving notice. And you guys do see what is essentially, I'll be honest with the player, a very thinly veiled thing of like, please sign on this piece of paper that you would like to keep knowing each other after we're done here.
Please still be my friend when we're not.
Yeah,
supposed
I was
to
literally going to say,
you would never say that word, but yes, basically.
Celine's going to be like,
oh, that's so cute.
Fargrim, is this a can we please stay friends contract?
Or does it say the word friends? No. It's see, this is a contract that you need to build up because obviously money can get between people all the time, and I don't want any infighting to break out.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, my last employers had some issues with a chain of command and a prioritization. Uh-huh. You notice that there's an AGM and mm-hmm. protocol for an EGM in case we ever need to do an extra one a year,
mm-hmm.
As well as a voting process.
Uh-huh.
Certain roles to be figured out, like a scribe for certain meetings, which I might take it myself.
She, like, while he's explaining this, Celine whispers to Sander, this is so well, let's still be friends after this contract.
You take this as you want. I'm taking this as a marriage contract.
Oh,
I'm
going
to whisper to Mokrum, is this the softest he's ever been?
I mean, I've seen him write up contracts before, but yeah, I'm a little confused.
Hey, let's just sign this and just see what happens, just for, like, the lols.
Yes, for lols. Definitely not because you want to stay friends.
Oh, no, of course not. That would be absolutely awful, she says, while smiling. And she signs, you know, with her very dramatic handwriting signature.
Great. By the way, there's no pressure
here's
to sign.
Here's your not... Just let's stay friends after this contract.
Thank you. I'll make sure this is notarized once we're back in the material plane. yeah, there's no pressure to sign, by the way, if anyone doesn't want to continue.
Everyone has to sign. He just made a very good contract, and I think we should all respect it by signing it, right, crew?
I would prefer if they did not sign under
Thank
orders.
You.
Yes, Fargrim. So shall I take 5 minutes, or...?
Just sign only if you want to.
I write only if you want to on the paper. I'm joking. That is a, I do not do that. I do just write my name twice, though, because I don't have a signature. And
yeah, I understand that feeling.
How big is it? Is it like an A4 sheet of paper?
It's a very... It's a skeleton of a... It's an A4 side, essentially. You can tell that we don't have a printing press. So you tell the farmer basically had to write out this whole thing by hand 4 times.
Oh my god.
It's
so I'm so cute. Soft.
It's so adorable.
I love it so much.
It's a single side, but it's very much one of those single side documents that alludes to future documentation and structure to follow. But it's also, there are no uses of the word I in it, is a note. Like there's... You know, listen, guys, this is the whole arc, is this level of there's still no comfortable admission.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Joel, it's like a single A4. It wouldn't take you long to get through.
No, I'll have a look over. Mokrum's like, I'll have a look over it. You know, really serious for a change. Mokrum's like, I'll have a read. And he, like, pushes his imaginary glasses. he pushes his nose and like looks over it and he's like, I'll sign it, but on one condition.
Yeah.
Have you got any glass or like wood? Can I use your workshop for like
sure.
You know, it's just like a bit later on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you need?
Oh, it's just to make like a little thing for my room. Like out of glass and wood and stuff, you know?
Sure. Why not?
Cool. Just scribbles my. I just straight away scribble the name.
Cool. As you. Fargrim looks at the only person who hasn't. Is on the document, which is Xander, I suppose.
Kind of looks down at it.
Xander, do you have PTSD by selling contracts to other people?
I can't believe you would bring that up in my moment of vulnerability.
Right, of course, your vulnerability,
sorrows, prayers. Just like a little bit of like, contracts. I look down, looks up at it again, goes, signs, slides it over.
Great. Thank you all for agreeing to this. I'll make sure these are notarized when we're back in the material plane, and the following structures and documents and percentages are to follow post an AGM to go over final distributions of wealth. Yeah, thanks all for your time. You can all go about your business. Mercury, you're welcome to make whatever it is you want to make whenever you please.
Cool.
Do you think this was him telling us that he loves us and never wants to leave us ever again? She whispers this to Xander.
Xander's going to look across and be like, Celine, this was a very difficult moment. Do I have to change my last name to Ungart when we get married? Is that like
we're
a...
not getting married. Please leave now.
Can I keep
last
name? Is that...
You do not... Please don't change my last name. I do not want to have to explain to my grandmother why someone else has our last name.
That are we meeting grandma?
You see him like suddenly go like, I've said too much.
He has a grandma.
Yes.
You have a grandma.
Your name since I've known you has been Last Name. That's a joke, right? What's your last name? What's your last name, guys?
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
That's wild. Anyway, this contract is...
Wait,
what? For you guys, it's just Morrow. For you guys, it's just Morrow. Don't worry about it.
Morrow?
Celine and Xander Morrow. That's all you need to know.
Okay.
Mine's Ungart. And slaps.
No, it isn't.
You're
shoulder.
Right. Xander Ungart, Celine Ungart, Varian
Please
Ungart.
Stop.
It just has...
Please.
Celine Ungart. That's a bit... we have to work on that. What about like...
Will you teach me how to tie a tie? Like...
Please leave.
And tries to push everyone out of the workshop while constantly making jokes about taking last names and whether they'd still like each other if they were worms.
That's a genuine conversation at least one of them has had.
If I can do one last thing, after everyone gets pushed out, a thing that no one sees, is Vargrim does... for like a real world few minutes just kind of hold the piece of paper in his hand and stare down at them and then eventually kind of snaps himself out of it and gets back to busy work.
Okay.
Aww. That was a fantastic scene.
That was great.
Yes. Does anyone have anything else you want to do before I do some stuff?
Are there any roles that you would recommend me doing just to see morale of if there's any rumors.
It's kind of, like, sorted, I think.
Okay, cool.
Like,
okay.
You dealt with the situation very quickly. We'll say you, like, had a talk with Malrin and the Marines, so they've been helping to, like, keep an extra watch.
Mm-hmm.
Just to make sure no crew members have been acting suspiciously. The vibe is a bit better than it was before.
Cool,
maybe there was a bit of dissent that... didn't come to the surface because you were doing a pretty good job keeping everyone on track anyway. Cool. But now that element seems to be gone.
Amazing. Good to know. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to do one very quick thing to finish off the weird time Varian spent in his room.
Okay.
I would say first thing in the morning on the third day, or like last thing at night on the second day, at different times, everyone in the party will have had a knock on their door.
Okay.
No one is there.
God.
Xander?
Damn it. Why do you always assume it's me?
Because you teleported into my room one time.
Yeah, I did.
Seriously, what the fuck...
I'm as confused.
Xander opens the door.
Because we're like in an octagon, right? Or something like a big shape.
Yeah,
Barry will come out as well and like say, like, what the hell? Who knocked on my door?
Beauty sleep is actually a thing I do need. I know I'm stunning from before, but that needs to be maintained. So why are you knocking on my door? Xander, why did you knock on my door?
Why are we always assuming
Xander?
Because sometimes you come into my room and you borrow my jewelry.
I don't borrow it, I steal it. It's very
Yes,
different.
And then I find it again and then take it.
Guys, no arguing. Let's just go back to bed, okay?
Murkrum, you're not drinking with satyrs again or anything, are you?
Are you?
No, but that's
no,
a
it's
good
not.
Idea.
It's not a good idea. It's not a good idea.
Oh, that sounds like fun, actually.
Please, no. What have I done?
Can I roll an insight check
on the
group?
Can I invite them to the
group?
Feast?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay, what are you trying to work out?
Which one of them is fucking lying? Let's play Clue, bitches.
I was gonna say, this is such a Clue.
Make an insight check, and everyone either make a persuasion or deception roll, depending on whether you're trying to hide something or not. Don't
say
which.
23.
Uh-huh.
Persuasion.
Can I hide the fact I'm going to have a party with a satyr in my room now?
That could be part of your role.
I would like to be deceptive.
You could never
but...
hide that.
You can never hide the
truth. A persuasion check.
I rolled a 22.
Okay.
I rolled a 10.
23.
Hey.
Have a good 6.
Fargrim doesn't need a roll. Yeah, Varian is way too... like is Varian is like looking at Dot and their eyes at everyone and has a very slight smirk on his face, and he seems a little bit too into being like, who did that? What was that? What's going on?
Oh, okay, guys, I'm going to bed. I'll see you in the morning.
I'm going to start closing my door. I'm going to wait for Varian's door to start closing when there's a small crack. I want to misty step into his room and land on his bed cross-legged.
Okay.
Varian will, like, turn back. Oh, what the fuck? Hey, how you doing? Why would you... Are you okay?
Hello,
are you scared from the knocking on the... Hi.
Yeah, so frightened. You know, I thought I'd come check up on you because you seemed very jumpy about the whole thing.
I mean, it was a terrifying... Listen, okay, so I can do a new thing with my echo, and I wanted to try it, and I knocked on everyone's doors while still in my room, and then I came out like it was me. I wanted to prank it.
Oh my god, no way!
Thank you for looking excited. I've been working on it for a whole day.
Is that what the banging was about?
Yes, I tried to walk as my echo, but I kept forgetting not to walk as me, and I kept walking into the walls while my echo was staying still, but I could see myself doing it through my echo's eyes. It was a whole thing. But I figured it out, and then I knocked on everyone's doors. I did almost walk into the back of my door when I tried to open it and surprise you guys, though.
Hey, I want you to promise me, and I want you to promise me now.
Ooh.
Use this for a mixture of good and evil. Like a nice little mix of both good and evil. Like,
I'll take suggestions. This is about as far as my mind went with this in practical circumstances.
Oh.
Or impractical.
Oh, it's time to raise some morale.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go to bed for real now, so I'll catch you later, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, God.
Xander just goes and lies down like, this is mine now.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to do. That's it.
Okay.
Fargrim stays awake with his gun at the door the whole time.
You head off back to sleep, except for Fargrim, who is still awake for a bit.
Fargrim never sleeps again.
Yeah, and Fargrim, I think actually, because you're too antsy, you maybe head down to the workshop a little bit, just to kind of like do some last checks to kind of get your mind settled. You enter the workshop. Everything seems to be in order until you get to the wall just above your kind of main tinkering bench. Crudely made, like very basic home style woodworking. There is a frame hung on the wall. Inside of it, the contract that Merkram signed is placed.
You fucker. I think Fargrim looks around to see if anyone else is in the room with him.
No. Maybe.
Fargrim full starts crying.
Okay.
No.
And, maybe the first time this man has cried in a very, very long time.
A very long time.
Very, very long time. In the night, in his workshop, just his automaton there. An automaton that usually doesn't do anything unless told. Comes up behind you and you feel some metal arms kind of wrap around gently.
Press harder.
And eventually you find your way to sleep, whether that is in the workshop or back at your bed.
It's somewhere. I don't even know where you'd go. I think you either fall asleep curled up in a little ball in the workshop if he exhausted himself too much, or eventually make his way back to the bed. I don't even know.
Either way, sleep does find you. and you all awaken on the final day of the journey. All of you in rather good spirits, considering. Get to about midday, Celine, you're up on the deck, just gently at the wheel, steering the ship, keeping it on course. And you feel just a nudge at your left foot.
Yeah, I look down.
Take a look down and you see what you've seen occasionally, but very irregularly, the Tressim winged cat that has just, you know, lives on the ship, is there, gives a slight nuzzle, and then wings flap as it comes up and lands on the banister in front of you. Just puts its paws down and places its chin upon them as
she
it looks
kinda,
at you.
She kind of mimics that, like...
Yeah. You do that on the wheel, so you're still steering, but
yeah,
you're like,
that's what
yeah,
I... Yeah.
As you hear in your head, and I've immediately realized that I've completely forgotten...
You had a fun little voice.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
So I'm gonna have to. Like, and he also doesn't speak in your head. He just speaks. So he just says.
Yeah.
Well, I must admit, you done better than I thought you would.
Well, that's the highest compliment I could ever get from you. So I thank you for that.
We might make a captain yet.
One day. I'm trying to mimic a very good one that I studied carefully.
A good choice. Are you prepared?
No.
It's good that you know that.
I don't think I will be. I think that would be a lie. But I can pretend I am.
No one ever is. Not in this life. But
the
crew,
next one, I guess.
The crew looks up to you.
Well, I am quite tall, so I guess.
Don't ever let them know that you're not prepared.
I'm a good liar.
Yes,
I've lied my entire life, so...
I've seen that.
Uh-huh.
But they'll look to you, and they'll look to your friends in this. Make sure you understand the responsibility that you hold.
I'll try not to forget it. Terrifies me, to be honest.
Well, as long as you try, I suppose I can stick around and let you keep messing about with my home.
I will try my best, but of course I know you'll scold me if I don't do a good enough job. And I'll take it into heart that it is originally your home.
But enough conversation. Our goal is on the horizon.
As he turns his head slightly, and you do in fact see where the large jagged rocks that you've been seeing at a distance have like grown larger. They come and stop, leaving a wide opening on the other side of which you can just make out the water become much, much darker. And shortly there are bells rung, calls, as people are made aware that you have reached your destination. Everyone kind of assembles as you approach, and your guides come, the three of them, together and kind of motion for all of you to meet on the top deck as Celine continues to sail.
Head up there.
Right.
On the walkover, I hand Varian a hammer, which is a spell stored item that'll let him cast Enlarge Reduce 10 times before it's used up.
Oh, okay. That's important.
It is. I forgot about it. It's a thing I can do once every long rest. It takes no time. It just needs to be a thing I can cast through, which is a tool. So I gave him a hammer.
Baron takes it, nods, thank you, and then takes out his throwing axe from his belt, which he's never once used, puts it in next to his dagger and then hands you the axe. Like, I don't know if you can use it, but if your gun ever runs out of bullets, thank you. There you go.
A trade is made, and you have a powerful hammer as you step up.
When everyone goes up, Celine's going to try to catch Sander's eye.
After Celine catches my eye, I'll try and catch Varian's eye.
I have two. Which one would you like?
You have the left one still? I know some of us are missing those.
Don't remind me. Yeah, what, I'm sorry. Hi, yeah.
You go first, Celine, though.
No, she just wanted to give you a little nod and a smile.
Aww, that's the nicest she's ever been to me.
Yeah. She's really nervous and scared, so now and I think Xander would know that because she gives him because she is the oldest of the twins, so she gives him that little, like, older sister kind of smile and a nod, and, like, reassuring everything's gonna be okay.
I'm just gonna nod, take a hand to give it a squeeze.
Not gonna say anything. The twins know everything. They, like, a whole conversation is going between them.
Look,
but yeah,
looks
then
a maid,
she looks,
and then
yeah, looks a maid.
I'm just gonna really quickly go to Varian. And
hey.
You owe me help.
Wait, what did I do? Wait, what? I mean, probably, yeah.
Yeah, you owe me help. You promised to help me destroy the dagger.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just saying, if there's a chance for a noble sacrifice or anything like that, please remember that I promised Xander I would help him destroy the dagger, so this can't be the last time we fight together.
I wasn't going to mention this to anyone because I felt stupid at the time of doing it. But hey, this seems like a good time. You remember Razu from the Tower of Typhoons?
The cool little magical dude? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in a random conversation back at the tower, he said he could take my, like, some of my essence of, like, fire and flames. And I was actually going to ask Razu to hopefully trade back for my original glaive handle. I was going to have Fargrim mount the Sunblade too, for the ability to come back from the dead for free, because I've decided to really start valuing this life, and I don't need do-overs anymore. I just need the one that I'm going to take care of. So, I'm not great at explaining my stuff, but thankfully that situation was in the bag, ready for me to just tell you about. I'm not going anywhere, and if I do, I'll make sure you guys can follow me, or I'm already following you. Sound good?
Sounds ideal.
Cool. What's your dagger made out of, Gem?
Honestly, I don't think even it knows.
Was it that black rock?
It's something deep and spooky, and it's probably going to take a little bit of time for us to figure out how to destroy it, which means we'll have to keep hanging out as a group together, which is a good thing Fargrim made us sign those contracts, because otherwise how would we split the loot from its destruction evenly and without falling out like some sort of bard band?
Fair enough. But no. And you're not allowed to die either, because you have done nothing to help me on your side of the deal.
I haven't. We haven't been able to get to that. I made you a promise.
Yeah, I was not blaming you at all. Things have been incredibly busy.
Sorry, but just...
Sorry? For what?
I'm just going to say it one more time. You're not disposable. And you're not cannon fodder, not to me. And I'm sorry. Because I love
Aaron's gonna pull back for a punch.
Don't punch. Why? You're so strong!
And then scoop low and big old fireman carry hug. Okay, we have things to do and places to get to, and starts jogging with Xander on his shoulder.
I am not opposed to this, actually. You know what? This is fine.
Okay. You jog up to the rest of your party members, where as the ship continues to approach, the guides have kind of come up and met you all as Vimil, the Lakatha, says, "Well, this has been an interesting and rather pleasant journey, all things considered, but I think this is where my contract with you ends." As Lagrus also turns and says,
"I'd agree. Same for me. Much as I enjoy danger on occasion, the Inked Pocket is a bit too rich for my blood."
"Right. That's fine."
"Fair enough.
Thank you for your honesty."
"Well, right. Thanks for a job. Job's done."
"If that's everything, I'm probably gonna head off."
"He's gonna good swim luck. Back?"
"Yeah. I got my ways. See ya."
And he just turns and jumps off.
Yeah, alright, there he goes.
As "Have a good swim!"
Yeah. As Vimil looks
"Wow, that backstroke is impressive."
"Yeah, well, you know, we're all used to..."
"Wow, there's muscles? What? I didn't even know those muscles existed."
He's not that. He's okay. Sorry. He's not that anyway. We're used to living in the oceans. So we're about to find our way back. You know, we move through here all the time anyway."
"Right, yeah. That's impressive. But either way, mm-hmm.
Well, I wish you well. Thank you for all your service. And, if our paths ever cross again, I look forward to it."
"Hopefully in the mortal realm. Not here."
"Well, I don't know that I'll be going there anytime soon, but sure. Anyway, good luck."
"You too."
She turns, dives off with one last look.
"Where's my boy Colin?
What are those backstrokes? Those muscles are insane." "All right,
so where's Colin Pole? Because if we need to like throw
we
him.
We need Colin Pole. I'm waiting for him."
Mercrim doesn't say anything. "Looks at you all and just wants says, him to stay."
Sorry. He rushes up, looks at you all as he's like hurriedly got some bags and stuff to get, and just says, "Colin Pole has taken you to the darkness. It is up to you to accept it."
Accept.
I really don't like.
No, you've learned this lesson. No more accepting the darkness.
Hey, have you got like a PO box or like a address or anything like that?
No. However, as he pulls out 5 flyers, he hands them to you. "If you would rate Colin Paul 5 stars and take that back to Vesuvius, Colin Pod would be very happy."
"Oh, I will, don't
please,
worry.
Yes.
Please
leave.
Some of us will do that.
I will give you a 5-star review, Colin Pod. You've been the greatest guide out of the 3 of them. The other 2 were lackluster.
Are you kidding
you
me, Sander?
You saved this You, Colin Pod, are a gem. Continue on your way."
"Yeah!
Oh.
Okay!
That, we've killed Kuwatoa before, right?"
"Oh, yeah."
"Yeah. 100%.
Oh, Colin, but are you also jumping off the ship, or how are you, are you just staying here until..."
You say that as he's, like, already on the rail and looking down. He's like, "What?"
"Have a good trip, Colin Paul."
"Okay. Death comes to us all." And he jumps off.
Okay.
"Yes, it does, Colin Paul. Yes, it does."
"Okay.
I feel like a weight has been lifted off the ship.
I'm never going to forget over
it." "Yeah, probably
right,
about
okay,
16,
she rips the 5-star thing. I'm like, there you go. Either way, we have actual things to do."
"Yes. The guys haven't left, you continue. And at this point, you're just coming in now. As you cross, you turn and see the massive jagged rocks on either side. Mm-hmm. And you see the sudden change in the coloration of the water. Not... you know, haven't been on the sea for a while. This isn't a coloration that changes just because of depth. It changed because of something else as well. It's almost black when you look at it. You pass the rocks and sail into the Inked Pocket. And there's a pulse that all of you feel on the ship as you hear the door from down below burst open. On the main deck.
Shit.
Colin,
do it.
What's going on? What's happening? What? Can we run down
the check?
Yeah,
run as fast as you can.
Malrin joins you as you turn and see the door has just seemingly swung open by itself. Everyone else seems confused, and it leads to the main. What do we call it? The room with the map and all the stuff.
Home.
Do you mean the banana, peaches, and oranges room?
No. Mm. The one with the where you place the living map and the.
Oh, navigator's room or something? I don't know.
The card. I'm gonna look it up. Room.
I'm gonna look it up.
He's gonna look it up, folks.
The war room.
The room.
Gentlemen, there's no fighting in the war room.
Yes. So the main like navigation room, where that you had placed a living map and it had expanded this metal map on this large disc that showcased it all. You see the point where it showed, you know, on the inked pocket where you needed to go. It zoomed in, and there's a continuous pulsation from that point. Every couple of seconds, there's a boom, and all of the metal columns raise and lower on the map as you are closing in, and the map is kind of honed in and given you a straight and perfect route to your destination.
Set sail, I guess?
Set sail.
Well, Malcolm slaps his hands on the table. I guess this is what it's come down to. I guess this is where we're going. Everyone ready?
Absolutely not. But she says it with a smile, and there's like a glint of excitement in her eye.
Yes, I will be.
Genuinely, yes. I think so.
Malrin steps up and says, "Whatever may happen, we have your backs."
Thank you, Malrin.
Thank you.
Please say something only Malrin would say.
Sander!
I'm just saying, this is a very crucial moment, and if it turns out they're a doppelganger, it's going to be real bad for us.
If they were a doppelganger, they would have killed us by now.
I don't think I know you enough to say something that you would know that only I would be able to say. So really, this is just on you.
To be honest, that's something Malrin would say. Carry on.
Okay, that works. Got it. Anyway, again, if we go into battle, we are at your side.
We most likely will, so thank you.
No,
we will.
Not known for making friends.
I am.
Right.
Well, do you know what I think?
What?
I think before we set off and get into too deep of waters, I think we should all have a little feast.
A feast, you say? Is that what you've been marinating down there in the kitchen for so long?
Yeah, that. And the feast. But yeah, so, we should definitely...
You put those body parts in the furnace, right?
Huh?
Yes! Boy.
So, is that not free meat on the table? No, I'm joking.
So, I will say, looking at the map, you have about a little under a day's travel, but that you will be overnight, so tonight would be a perfect chance to kind of give all of you a good meal, potentially magical, and also maybe make some extra food and have a bit of a feast for the crew.
Yeah.
Fantastic. For sure. So right before Celine actually goes and joins them down for the feast, she's going to braid, because she's very long hair, she's going to braid her hair, and she's going to take her knife, and she's going to just give herself a little haircut. She's going to cut her hair so it's in like a bob.
Yeah.
And her curls just almost become, you know, Merida-like as she kind of throws her hair into the ocean through the window. And she's like, feels like a weight off her shoulders. And she's ready to join the others.
As you turn and you leave and head down to the galley, the mess area, most of the crew. Actually, we'll say it's on the main deck. That way, even the crew who have to keep working can kind of be part of it, as you've set some stuff up here. Varian, do you want to make just a check to see how good you cooked?
Yeah!
Of course I do. Whew, let me go on that 10 out of 10. Dice. Well, hopefully it's closer to 20, but...
Oh my god.
Hey!
Whoop. It's... 18? 18's not bad.
Yeah!
Okay, 18's pretty good. Especially making for this group of people, like, such a large amount. Just, you know, for a very dangerous mission that everyone was kind of aware was going to be bad, spirits are weirdly high. And this meal is very well received. We'll say we'll just give every crew member some extra temp, like, roll a d4.
Me?
No, Avarin.
Three!
The crew members will get 3 temporary hit points for the next day.
Hey!
Yay! Help for every crew survive. Member, that's pretty good.
But in addition, Mark Grump.
Oh dear.
Yes.
Heroes feast.
Heroes feast.
What does this look like as you take the bowl and cast it?
I'm going to take the bowl out to this long spread table, which is kind of mismatched, I guess, with like random bits and bobs. I don't know. I'm going to spend a good 10 minutes just setting everything up and Does the bowl, like...
The bowl gets consumed and it creates all the food.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah. So, I'm just going to sort of, like... I'm messing with it and infusing it and trying to bring forth this feast. And I'm like, huh. Nothing seems to be happening. And then I, like, peek in the bowl. And as I do, this massive, like... platter of... Like, basically, well... This one is like a big cake, just like whacks me in the face.
Okay.
And so there's a little bit of a face mark of Murkrum in there. As I just slam back onto the chair that's in front, and then pop little bits of grapes and veg and meats and breads and I don't know, all the sort of flavors of the world and the sea and spring to life around the table.
As food begins to spring out of the bowl bit by bit, eventually the entire table is covered and the bowl disintegrates, leaving in its place a large roast. Bigger than any roast you've ever seen, and looking very delicious. As you sit down and over the next hour eat of this magical feast and gain its benefits. So you can pick up to 12 creatures. I assume it's the whole crew, so that's 5.
It's the whole crew, and then I was thinking Maurin and maybe the
Mariners.
We got 10 of them. Yeah, so as many of them as I guess.
There's 4 Marines.
There's 4 Marines. Oh, perfect. That's all of us.
That's 10 people. I don't know if there's 2 more.
The cat. No.
Beautiful does not.
I don't know if
beautiful.
Yeah, no. Beautiful can't.
You want to give it to the cat?
I want to give it to the cat.
Yes!
The cat can get a hero's feast.
And then I want...
The doctor?
Yeah, I was thinking that, because we've got a surgeon, haven't we?
Who you named.
Yeah,
it's Tarquin. Bandage.
Something like that.
As this man who has definitely been important to the game and shown up. Is
Hello!
Is there. Hello, I am...
Tarquin Bandage Bell.
Guy, I am normal Guy.
Free guy.
He does.
Bro, you're the surgeon. You're here. You take this.
He also gets a little snack. As this delicious feast, magnificent food, magnificent drinks are imbibed. You gain its effects. So for the next 24 hours, that includes after you wake up, so you'll be able to get the spell slot back. You're cured of all diseases and poison. You become immune to poison. And being frightened, and all wisdom saves you make are with advantage. Additionally, your hit point maximum is increased by 2d10. So, Murkrum, if you want to roll that 2d10 right now.
Okay, I'm not going to do that on Where's my dice?
Here we go. Come on.
You got this.
Two tens. 20 hit points. Here we go.
Come on. This come on. If you get 20, I get 100 hit points. Give it to me.
Imagine having 100 hit points.
Imagine having 100 hit points.
Oh, I do. Drew.
Okay.
Shut up.
It's not 2d10.
What'd you get?
But it is a 9 and a 7.
That's good.
That's 16. Really good. That's 16, so all of
16.
Your...
16 max... temporary hit points?
No, no, your 16 maximum HP max increases by 16 up. For 24 hours.
Damn!
And that gives you your back as well.
So we can be... we can be healed of that if we take damage. Oh.
Oh, that's pretty neat. So...
That's pretty neat.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
Suspicious.
That's suspicious.
But eventually, you all kind of stuffed from this magical meal and the stuff that Varian made, find your way to bed. Any last minute things?
I'm set.
Then peace finds you as you kind of reassert your bond and prepare for the last leg of your journey. You awaken the next day, closing in on your target. Sun high in the sky, you know, mid-morning, when there's a ringing from some of the crew members on the deck, as Murkrum up in the crow's nest, you spy in the water movement, a cut through it. Can you make a perception check, please, Macro?
Yes.
Big number?
I think that's okay.
What'd you get?
We got an 18.
You see, moving through the waves, like cutting through the water, shark fin. A massive shark fin. The fin itself, bigger than you. And bigger than some of your taller companions, as leaping out from the ocean, flying over your vessel, jumping you rather than you jumping the shark. This giant, half-rotten shark with this rust-red liquid billowing from it. The inside of its rib cages and its body visible, half of its face gone. And as it shoots over, all of you kind of clutch your skull as you feel this kind of psychic resonance emit from it as it comes back into the water on the other side. And you feel a shake as it impacts the boat. And you see two more fins begin to approach as all hands are on deck. You all come and prepare yourselves for this welcome to the Inked Pocket. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Oh shit!
Incoming!
Let's go.
Okay.
It's fine, guys.
It's
gonna be fine.
It's fine.
Hey, I'm up high. I don't know.
I have 103 max HP now, so I'm pretty
Look, we just need to talk to them Free Willy style. Do some, you know.
I don't think it's a Free Willy
clicks
situation.
And such. And it'll be fine.
I don't think this is a dolphin tail.
It's a shark's tail, actually. So.
I'm the shark's slayer, baby.
But we'll pick up with this next time. Almost there, guys.
Almost there.
All right. Thank you, listeners, as always, very much for listening. And we will see you next time.